The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Welcome back, Thursday. We're going to talk to Dane Wigington this first hour. He's been a friend for many years, not only of this program, but personally a friend and a colleague, and one of the truly great warriors of our time, working around the clock by himself to try to bring the truth of this horrible desecration of our natural weather systems and all sorts of climate issues that are real, and they have been created. And this is... If there's anything going on here, we know that the planet has actually cooled off for the last 9 years in a row. And when you see Robert Kennedy in that little video clip, it's circulating, talking about how he wishes there were laws on the books to prosecute and jail anyone and everyone who questions or is even skeptical about the so-called climate change program that they're pushing. He wants him in jail. So there's Robert Kennedy for you. Don't be fooled. He's got the name, but that's it. And there we go. Dane, welcome back. Geoengineeringwatch.org.
Always appreciate you, Jeff, on all your work. And I would have to wrangle with you on that cooling off period, though. I sent you a map, and maybe you can post that particular map. That is a compilation.
I just got it. Let me see if I can get it over there.
It's a compilation of global surface temperatures for the entire month of March 2023.
Okay, this is March. I got it. I see it now.
The entire month of March 2023, and the only below normal temperatures, surface temperatures recorded on the planet on a terrestrial region is part of the North American continent, and that is a direct result of climate engineering operations. You see, the entire rest of the planet is various shades of oranges and reds,
which means
above and far above normal temperature, virtually all the terrestrial areas. And what we see here in Northern California, when there's not enough, and you're seeing similar conditions in Oregon, when there's not enough moisture for them to chemically nucleate either directly overhead or somewhere upstream, right, because you can have a clear day and have some cool wind blowing from somewhere they're nucleating cloud moisture upstream, that cool air settles to the surface and blows in. But short of those types of conditions, we see an immediate rebound to above to far above normal to record high temperatures. And we've just seen this last week. Just over a week ago, we had...
Let me ask you a question before we go any further. The story that I'm referring to got pretty good exposure 9 years in a row that the planetary temperatures are slightly in decline. I don't know where, why, or how this whole climate warming thing got so insane that people like Kennedy are talking about jailing people who have legitimate skeptical views of it. This is very dangerous to me, this kind of thinking. People should be able to think whatever they want. And I know you feel the same, but I just want to point that out to everyone. Yeah,
about that, I do. And it's not just Kennedy. You have the Arctic scientists. The Arctic scientists for the Arctic News website have suggested exactly the same. And here's my counter-suggestion to all of them. Those who deny and systematically help to hide the climate engineering, a.k.a. weather warfare operations, should be institutionalized until they can be reprogrammed, which is exactly what they suggested on the subject of climate warming. Unfortunately, the data is clear, and I'm not going from sources that I would have to rely on other than what we have shown in the field ourselves. Planet's not just warming. It's in a state of total meltdown, and that will be inarguable soon. And I, again, that's not siding with any of these people. They're all part of the problem. Anybody that would say what you just described, and at the same time, while they're denying climate engineering, they need help. I mean, they need to find their courage, their honor somewhere, because they are the epitome of deception. But I'm trying to just point out to people, I mean, we just passed, I'll find the exact statistic, but about 500 months in a row of above normal temperatures. And I can say in Northern California, we had temperatures the last three summers pushing 95 degrees at midnight, one in the morning, commonly. So, and ocean temperatures off the scale. And I've been diving my whole life around the world. So I'm asking people to ignore their disdain for Al Gore and all the environmental groups and AOC and all these people that are part of the system and a part of the problem, because they've so polarized people, Jeff, that people take the opposite position of Al Gore without any investigation. And that needs to change too.
Got it. Okay. I think the whole thing, if you weren't here to bring focus on this subject, it would be so out of control now. We might even have laws on the books where people like Kennedy and others could jail or charge people for simply questioning that. That's wrong.
Yeah, I'm distressed to hear that from Kennedy. I really am. I actually wasn't aware. I believe you. I wasn't aware that he had said that, and that is distressing to me, because he knows about climate engineering. I just did an hour-long interview with Robert Kennedy, and I've had communication with him off the air as well, and he certainly knows about climate engineering and how that isn't front and center in anything he says.
Here, let me play the little video clip. It's short.
Yeah, I believe you. I like to listen to it.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, okay. This is important. Here we go.
I think they should be in jail. I think they should be enjoying three hots and a cot at The Hague with all the other war criminals who are there.
What about politicians, people who deny, who discredit?
Let me start that again. He said, in case you didn't get the idioms used, I think they should be getting three hot meals, and a cot at The Hague with all the other war criminals. And he starts out by saying, I think they should all be in jail. Any climate change denier should be jailed. That's what he says. Here.
I think they should be in jail. I think they should be enjoying three hots and a cot at The Hague with all the other war criminals who are there.
What about politicians, people who deny, who discredit skepticism?
I think they're selling out the public trust. And, you know, I think those guys who are doing the Koch brothers' bidding and who are against all the evidence of the rational mind are saying that global warming doesn't exist, that they are contemptible human beings, and that, you know, I wish that there were a law you could punish them under.
I guess I'm a little disappointed.
Okay, that's it. So there's a clip. Now, that's not a brand new clip. But if he has done a mea culpa and reversed himself, I haven't heard it. So this clip is being pushed around, and so far there has been no overt and obvious denial that has come out of the PR office. Go ahead.
I wonder if some could interpret that as certainly meaning those who are making policy and not necessarily the average person that has a different opinion. That would be one way we could construe that. I will hope that Robert does continue with this subject. I reason to believe he will. We'll soon post ourselves the exchange I had with Robert. Again, it's about an hour long. And with the unfolding events, I would argue that there was no way they're going to be able to hide the severity of what's unfolding for much longer. We just had temperatures in Thailand in April of 114 degrees. That's
in
the
April.
Hottest temperature. In April, in Thailand.
That's fall, isn't it, down there?
Thailand's
they're in
northern,
the southern hemisphere.
Still.
Northern? Okay.
No,
right, it's near the equator.
It's the highest temperature ever recorded in history on any day there. So we have India right now completely in a heat wave meltdown. Same thing, they're northern hemisphere. It's April. What's July going to be like? And these high-pressure heat domes that, again, climate engineering can augment that heat and is augmenting them. Jeff, you remember the temperatures, it's been a couple years ago. We had temperatures.
Wi-Fi anywhere.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no worries. We had temperatures in British Columbia of 121 degrees. Remember that?
I certainly do. Yeah. Well, what did we have up here? 118, 17, something crazy.
It got real hot. Probably.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
You know, that was about, in that particular location of BC, that was about 60 degrees above normal. 60.
Uh-huh.
So that would be equivalent to Redding in the summer being about 165 degrees. So to put that into context, and that's not even counting a heat index, which would make it higher still. So they can and are augmenting that heat in places, and there's many reasons they're doing that, because high-pressure heat dome spins upper-level wind currents clockwise in the northern hemisphere. That spins the moisture and cooler air around that, and they can direct that then into other places further east to keep those regions cool at the cost of roasting other regions. Your listeners can search geoengineeringwatch.org. Geoengineering is creating freeze-fry extremes. Would add more to that. But, again, the places in the northern states a week ago, we had record highs of 90-plus degrees to snow, back to 90-plus degree record highs, back to snow in a week.
Well, that's schizophrenic. That's not natural. Not at all. That's
absolutely
crazy.
Absolutely not.
Engineered madness. And those people, whoever ultimately responsible, this goes all the way up the food chain to the top, those people are the enemies of the Earth. They are absolutely our mortal enemies.
Of life
absolutely.
As a whole, without question. And what's important to remember is that they couldn't do what they do without the active or passive support of the majority of the population, and that certainly needs to change. And all we're asking at geoengineeringwatch.org is for people to get past their polarization and to realize we're all going down in the same boat together.
I wish they would get past it. I honestly don't have much faith in the masses anymore. I think they're pretty well gone, and I just don't see it.
Forced to agree with you. I wish I didn't, but I do.
Now, let me ask you another question. This is important. Geoengineeringwatch.org, and you all know Dane's work for all the many, many years he's done this, and how many times we've featured it. It's so critically important. If they hadn't begun to mess with the climate, we all know who they are. If they had let the Earth alone, there would be normal climate fluctuations. Where do you think we'd be now if they hadn't been destroying the natural processes of planet Earth for decades? Where would we be?
We would still have a very big problem on our hands. We've been extremely poor stewards of the planet, and really we can't rationally argue that. And we're going through 100, it's hard to conceive of this, we're going through 100 million barrels of carbon fuel a day. That is absolutely a problem. But when they disabled the planet's ability to respond to the damage done, now we have a much bigger problem. And we found, Jeff, on the military naval archives, we found images of two U.S. submarines surfaced at the North Pole in February of 1959 in open water. There was an ice-free North Pole in 1959, and those in power knew that the current course was hurling us toward near-term omnicide, and they, in a sense, in the attempt to hide it, like the pharmaceutical industrial cure for the planet, have exacerbated the problem, have thrown gas on the fire. And again, it's just like the pharmaceutical commercial. We see how many of them every day. Take this for that symptom, and here's the side effects. Everything from death to cancer to whoever knows what else. And that's supposed to be a cure? And no. And they're using it, whether manipulation is about power control, period. Masking the severity of the damage being done to keep business as usual so they can retain their power. It's all of these things, and too many people are trying to put it into one box. And I've seen on one of the biggest social media platforms of all, and everybody listening here, I guarantee you knows that what that platform is. I just saw they interviewed an individual that I would argue who claims to be an expert, but he is simply, like so many others, trying to cover the tracks of the climate engineers, stating finally out of nowhere that the conclusion that Geoengineering Watch has stated, that if we stay in the current course, we're not going to be here by the end of this decade. This individual stated the same thing, but adamantly stated that nothing humans have done, which includes climate engineering, which he never mentioned, nothing humans have done has had any effect on the planet. This is all cosmological occurrences.
Wait. Who said this? Who? Why are we listening to some idiot like that? Who is this?
You know, I don't want to name the platform because I just don't want to go there, but it's everyone in this broadcast, I guarantee, knows which one it is.
Right.
And it's just to see that is people should learn. My point is this. Connect the dots. When someone, you can't rationally deny we have trashed this planet. No rational person can deny that. We've trashed it.
Yes.
And just because the AOCs and, you know, you look at these people and their sheepish behavior and their obvious agenda and their cluelessness about climate engineering, and they just simply parrot whatever they're told to parrot. But just because we feel such disdain for them, and I do too, I absolutely do, all of them, but that doesn't mean that the disaster is not real. Jeff, you know, both there's the same individuals, the they, i.e. the money printers, the bankers, those who control the central money printing,
right. They
have certainly funded both sides of all conflicts, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're disaster capitalists. They capitalize off disaster, right?
Yep.
But my point is, does that mean the war didn't happen? Does that mean people didn't die? No, doesn't mean that. It happened, and the same is true here. The problem is more real than most can imagine. I'm going to state my opinion that I will be surprised if we reach the end of this year without our realities going upside down, and that is the most volatile factor is the power structure, as they can't hide the severity of what's unfolding. The damage done,
right.
The party's over. They will play very big cards. They already are. They're liable to play much bigger cards soon. So
we're talking nuclear war cards here, too. Let's not forget that. And I don't know what effect nuclear war would have on the disastrous climate profile we're in. But if these people don't stop, they would. Well, I shouldn't even say that's stupid. They're not going to stop. They're going to keep going until they destroy it all. They want nuclear war. They're pushing for nuclear war. They have now given, as you know, the Ukrainian armed forces nuclear weapons, i.e. depleted uranium tank and artillery rounds. And guess what? Zelensky's troops are using them against the Russians. They're firing nuclear weapons against the Russians. What did, I think it was Medvedev, and maybe Putin as well, said that we will view that as a use of tactical nuclear weapons against our troops, and we will respond in kind. So for all of you listening, I don't know how many red lines have to get crossed before the Russians do what they eventually say they're going to do. If you do this, we're going to do that. But right now they're on record as having said, we will respond in kind with tactical nuclear weapons if depleted uranium rounds are used on our troops, which is happening right now. So don't be surprised if the Russians finally get to the line and say, this is it, we're not going to retreat another half step, and we're going to come back with tactical nukes right now, and that's it. Because every time they explode a depleted uranium round, and you look at Iraq, that country is still radioactive. That radiation stays in the dust, in the soil, in the dirt, in the crops, in the food. and that country begins to die, just like Iraq. Same thing. Go ahead.
You're exactly right on all points. And for those that don't know, the radioactive half-life of DU that was spread all over Iraq and the Balkans, 4.5 billion years with a B. That's the half-life.
Wow.
It's radioactive forever.
I had forgotten that.
Four and a half billion years. Yeah, the DU is, and it's wreaking havoc over there still now. The current timeline we're on, we've just passed 529 consecutive months of above normal global temperatures. 529 months in a row.
That's a shock. I had no idea. I swear I had no idea. I'm glad to know.
I know. I believe you. That's indisputable science, and that's in spite of the fact that we routinely see official high temperatures underreported, not overreported. We routinely see them 3, 4, 5 degrees underreported, and every time they geoengineer a massive cool down, which they've definitely done in the West this year, that radically skews the temperature data because they report all those cold temperatures in low-lying areas where this cold air settles in.
Yeah.
And it radically skews the data and hides the true severity of meltdown. So, again, I want to stress to people that I am in absolutely no way ally with any of the environmental groups, the Al Gores, the Bill McKibbins from 350.org, or any of these people that serve the power structure. These kind of environmental groups, I don't know how many have heard of 350.org, huge environmental group. Who's paying their bills? How about the Rockefeller Foundation? How about Amy Goodman with Democracy Now that so many people worship? And I've met Amy twice, and I was very disappointed both times. Yeah. And what she said to me was, well, at least I report most of the truth. No, Amy, there's not most of the truth. A boat doesn't float if it's mostly watertight.
She said that.
There's all the truth, or there's something other than the truth. She will not report on climate engineering.
Well, it's like being partially pregnant. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. So, again, it's not about those groups or the hypocrisy of those people. It's about reality. And I encourage people to clear the lens through which they've formed their conclusions, look again, and believe what they see with their own eyes. And a really good film to watch, for those who haven't seen it, it's called Chasing Ice. You can view it online for free, or I think it's $2 or $3 in some sites are free. View it with your own eyes, non-political. That will show what's happening at the polls.
Very good. All right. We'll come right back with Dane in a minute. Here's in a nutshell. The planet goes through cycles, and it's in a warming cycle now. But the situation is beyond being exacerbated by these lunatics who are playing with everything climatologically that we take for granted as being natural. Nothing's natural anymore. Very little, if anything, is natural. Not in this part of the world, anyway. Stand by. We'll be right back with Dane. Geoengineeringwatch.org. And don't miss his brilliant documentary called The Dimming. It's right there. Okay, welcome back. Go to guests and pull that up and look for Dane. Look under his name, March 2023, World Temperatures. We've got that graphic up now for you to take a look at. We're going to look at this in just a second, but first up, somebody just wrote in and suggested that I raise this issue. Someone's stating now that the Earth's core is heating up, causing, I guess, increased volcanism. We know that's a fact. And the heating up of the planet. I don't know how that would relate to an atmospheric heating unless the land itself is being heated from underneath. Do you have anything to add to that idea that this could be partially generated by the Earth's core? Now, I think it could likely be generated by solar flares as much as anything. We get a lot of energy from space that nobody pays attention to. But is that heating up the atmosphere too, the space energy, or is it something coming from within the planet, or both?
That dissemination came from the same broadcast I mentioned a moment ago.
Oh, okay. Well, that gentleman,
the gentleman who said
that was a guest on this program many times in the late 90s. And I know exactly who it is. I thought he had passed on some time ago. But, okay, I'm on the same page with you.
Initials BF.
Yep.
That's him. Okay.
BF.
So here's what's the case is with that. Any argument like that at this point is, you know, we're back to the body in the street, beaten, burned, stabbed, run over, shot, and claiming they died of a heart attack. And that simply doesn't hold water. You can't, but I think if we back up, no matter what perspective anyone has, I think we anybody should rationally agree that there can be no legitimate discussion about climate anything without first and foremost acknowledging the single greatest climate disruptive factor of all, which is climate engineering. So let's look at, first, if we look at paleo data, the planet was warming till about 6,000 years ago, at which point it started to cool again. It continued in that trajectory until the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, which completely reversed that. So if we look at the Maunder minimum, which is considered a large solar minimum, that had a 0.25% reduction of solar energy, 1/400th. It is virtually nothing against the backdrop of what we've done to the atmosphere, what we know the human race has done to the atmosphere. And so it completely eclipsed any other potential. And other things will add to that. For example, we have an El Nino beginning this year. The climate engineers have been able to manipulate the ENSO effect. That's the La Nina, El Nino scenarios. Because they've been able to manipulate upper-level pressure zones, which manipulates upper-level wind currents, which in turn manipulates ocean currents, they've been able to bottle up heat in the oceans. The oceans have absorbed about 90% of the heat that the human race has generated. No more. They can't take any more. Now they're going to let an El Nino happen. I don't know if they can stop it at this point. Oceans are going to release a lot of that heat. We just had temperature reports along parts of the East Coast of about East Coast of North America, about 20 degrees above normal. We've had reports in the Arctic 24 degrees above normal. Ocean temperatures 24 degrees above the historical normals is inconceivable. A cubic meter of seawater contains 4,000 times the thermal energy of a cubic meter of air. The planet is currently warming. And I encourage your listeners to please, please write this down, look this up, verify everything I'm stating. The planet's warming at the thermal energy equivalent rate of 7 Hiroshima-sized nuclear bombs per second. Per second. I didn't misspeak.
Second.
So,
wow.
Again, right. When you conceive of how much the water can absorb, that's where it's been going. And I've seen a lot of this firsthand, Jeff. I've dove a lot of places in the world. I've seen what the warming's done. It's wreaking havoc, and so I'm not relying on some source, some official source, and so many of these cases. And I'm asking people to believe what they see with their own eyes. Look at the death around the world, all the many things causing marine death, for example. You know that the Navy's been allowed to use their sonar and everything in their practice, their war games practice, and allowed to kill millions of mammals. It's part of their environmental impact. Yeah, you can kill millions of mammals, as if there's even that many out there. But the point of all this is, for so many people, Jeff, it reminds me of the analogy of I saw when I was a kid, and it really stuck in my head, the way these Amazonians would capture a monkey. They would put a fruit in a clear jar, secure the jar to a tree. The monkey reaches in, grabs the fruit, can't get his hand out, and they walk right up on him. He's screaming wildly, but he won't let go of the fruit, and he becomes dinner.
Wow.
And is the human race behaving any differently at this point? I mean, we hear so many people.
That's a very good analogy. Yeah, I see.
They're claiming they don't want the party to end. They don't want this facade that was never ever sustainable. In fact, it's not only not sustainable; it's a certain trajectory towards self-annihilation. And that's just the fact of the matter. That's what industrialized, militarized society is.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry to say that. I know it's not popular. I'm sure
the truth
many will reject
have
that.
To run it. The truth doesn't have to win a popularity contest.
It can't.
It stands
but the bottom line is, still the bottom line is, we know that climate engineering is killing everything and all of us. It's making an already bad situation exponentially worse. So why wouldn't we focus our efforts on that? Allow the planet to respond on its own. At least we would buy time, and we could reassess the situation. But when every single breath we take is being contaminated, we know from recent peer-reviewed study that there's not an uncontaminated drop of rain on the planet, nowhere. PFAS, forever chemicals, every single drop of rain, everywhere. We know those chemicals cause an endless list of downstream degenerative diseases, including cancer. If this isn't a fight for life, what is?
I agree. I'm wondering if it really is time to purge the planet of... unfortunately, if we purge the planet of a lot of people, who will still be in charge? The ones who have caused all this trouble in the first place. They'll just have an easier time of it with fewer people to try to manipulate. We don't have the right people in charge here. This is not going to get better. It's going to get worse. I don't like sounding negative, but show me one indication that we're not heading toward nuclear war. We are.
I don't think Jeff, I don't think that's a matter of negativity. And as I've cited on my weekly Global Alert News broadcast so many times, the hallmark of a healthy mind is an unyielding willingness to face the truth, no matter how dire that truth is. You mentioned the nuclear bomb scenario.
Yeah.
And here's a couple headlines on that. New York Times, how a nuclear bomb could save Earth. There's another one. Regional nuclear war could cause global cooling. There's a number of these articles in here that, you know, indicate the power structure seems to feel that, here we go, Live Science, another one. A small nuclear war would stall global warming. Well, it would kill all of us.
Who's coming up with this crap?
That one was from Live Science, livescience.com. So, again, that would strip away the remaining layers of the atmosphere.
Right.
Game over. Game over. Right. It's at that point. And so, but we have them, they're actually considering this, and everything you said before about what's happening in Ukraine, the DU and Russia's response, and all that's leading down exactly the road you just stated. But as far as your conclusions being negative, I would argue that it's simply reality. And that's part of the problem. That's how we got here. We've grown up in societies in which we are programmed from birth to think happy thoughts and ignore reality.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a recipe for a very dark future.
Well, look at Generation Z. Look at this LGBTQ crap. Look at the drag queen crap. All right, look at the tranny crap. And those people are dangerous, a lot of them. They got a lot of hostility and animosity in the trans community. And I've read it. I've had many stories about it. We are being taken apart. And I was told this was coming. As I mentioned to many of you on other programs, almost 6 years ago now. And it is happening. It's happening exactly as I was told. And they're going to release another pathogen of some kind. It'll be another plandemic. There's going to be a war, a nuclear war, unfortunately. A lot of it may be fought with the underwater Poseidon torpedo type of weapon systems. There are supposedly pre-positioned large nuclear bombs in international waters that no one dares go near because they're booby-trapped, and they will create enormous tsunamis. How big? I don't know. East Coast, West Coast, Gulf Coast, these can go off anywhere. And the Russians don't particularly, if they fight a war, don't want to do air bursts or ground bursts because they don't want a nuclear winter. They don't want to completely destroy everything. So they're going to use the ocean to do a lot of their cleansing. 40% of the public lives with, 6-8 miles of the shoreline, something like that? It's crazy.
And we have, right now, it's not just the melting of the land-based ice that is raising sea levels. You have thermal expansion. I mentioned how high the ocean temperatures were. They're completely off the charts. In fact, what we're seeing right now, it's on a trajectory where there should be, based on this point in the year, there should be a slight cooling in the overall ocean temperatures. It's still going straight up. It's off the charts. So we have thermal expansion.
Wow.
Which adds to the rising. Miami's spending $1 billion a year trying to pump their streets out. How many people know that? And you also have what's called glacial rebound.
Hold on. Glacial rebound, but go back to Miami. Run that by me
again. They're spending about $1 billion a year trying to pump their streets out right now.
When you say pump their streets out, what do you mean?
Sea level rise.
Really?
They're having inundations all over. Absolutely.
You never hear anything about that. Nothing.
Nothing. You hear nothing about it. And then you add, and that's going to get worse very, very quickly. This equation could not be more nonlinear. And you have glacial rebound. So you have, when you lift the weight of the ice off land masses like Greenland, that land mass actually begins to rise up out of the ocean because you're lifting trillions of tons of ice off of it.
Understood. I get it.
And that displaces even more water. And sea level rise, for those that think so, it's not uniform. And for those that think, I haven't seen it where I'm at, it's not that visible depending on the seafloor topography, a foot of sea level rise, or it's not that visible in some places. That's why some places have a tidal inflow and outflow that's 30 feet. Other places have 1 or 2 feet. There's right. a lot of variables. So it's not a uniform scenario, but bottom line is once you trigger all these feedback mechanisms, and we think there's about 50 in play right now, and climate engineering, again, making all of it worse, all of it. And I want to make clear to everybody listening that geoengineeringwatch.org is here to expose and halt climate engineering. If we can do that, then we'll assess where we're at. But until we can do that, until we have both sides fighting about things like what you just mentioned, gender things, and I saw CNN today spin about, excuse me, it was Fox, spent about 15 minutes on transgender things.
Sure.
And
yeah, they're giving it all the traction that it could ever want. It just makes
zero sense. About anything that matter, that are existential threats, completely unmentioned, all of them across the board by design, because you keep people fighting about these controversial issues.
Uh-huh.
In the meantime, they're sitting on the tracks, and the oncoming train is about to completely annihilate them. And they don't see it. They simply don't see it.
Well, the big D, the big denial, is rampant. I've never seen it in more force than it is now. People simply deny. They don't want to be bothered. If it's uncomfortable, they deny it. That's not right. And certainly the information spin meisters are putting enough material out there that somebody can find sooner or later a story to support almost any position on any controversial topic. And they can embrace that and start running it around. All over the net.
Very true.
Yeah, okay. We got March 23 world temperatures up. Let's all go take a look at these things. Look under Dane's name in guests and pull that page up. All right? I want to spend a little time on this. Now, if you look at it over the northwestern U.S. into the central plains, upper central plains, through Colorado, looks like Utah, and then up into Canada, central Canada, it's cool. Everywhere else? It ain't cool, except the tip of South America.
Exactly. And every one of those different hues of color represents 3 to 5 degrees of departure from normal. So in the blue hues, you're descending cooler than normal. And the brighter hues, warmer than normal. So you have, you know, depending on how many tiers of temperature change, you might have 30 degrees above normal and most of the world, or much of the world, you know, in some places anyway, and you have up to 30 degrees cooler in that cool zone, radical departures. And you can, Jeff, you know that we had now for all our cold winter storms, they now have a warm side and a cold side. Is that not completely absurd to watch the Weather Channel, paid climate engineering cover-up actors trying to convince populations it's normal to have snowstorms originate from the Gulf of Mexico, the record warm Gulf of Mexico, and have a warm side with tornadoes and massive thunderstorms, and the other side is snow. And that is absolutely historically unprecedented. And Jeff, all the big hail. You see all the big hail storms? They just had baseball-sized hail fall in Texas. You know that?
Big. Those kill you. They're big. Yes.
They do. That's chemical ice nucleation. It's starting the nucleation process early, and it builds that ice up much quicker. Your listeners can search Lake Michigan ice balls. That's an extreme example of chemical ice nucleation. Look at the pictures. It's shocking. Lake Michigan ice balls. They'll find plenty of pictures.
Yeah,
that's what chemical ice nucleation does.
Mm. Okay. When we look at the map here, we see northwest, pretty much northern, central, northwest, and up into Canada is cooler. Why? Who's doing that? And how are they doing it?
Okay, great question. What they did this year, this is a change from what they did the previous 10 years from 2022 to 2012. And during that time, the eastern half of the lower 48 was the most anomalously less warm region in the whole world. Blue spot, eastern half U.S. Then they switched that. Someone changed the script. So they fire hosed in. It's called a zonal flow of moisture. You watch the storms, you always have, and we don't see those nice symmetrical cinnamon roll looking low pressure zones coming in.
Good description.
You see this completely disorganized zonal flow. They're chemically nucleating that the whole way.
Chaos.
Pardon me?
Chaos.
Climate chaos. Yeah, and so they're fire hosing this moisture into the west. They're chemically nucleating it. It's creating a surface cool down, and snow pile, frozen material, I don't want to dignify it with the term snow, piles up in specific regions. And so they were able to in doing that, able to do what they did. And by the way, the record snow in the Sierras was also an understatement as well. That's now been disproven. I'll cover that on my next broadcast this weekend.
An understatement. Okay.
It was an overstatement. It wasn't record snow.
Oh, overstatement. All right. So 72 feet in 72 feet in Big Bear, Lake Arrowhead area. Not true. Or Mammoth, I think. Mammoth, 72 feet.
Mammoth. Yeah, I'll cover specifics. It's not that there wasn't a lot of frozen material. There was. But I'm just saying that everywhere they can, they want to sensationalize so that people, especially in the West, even though, like here where I live, we're pushing 100 degrees today.
Really?
It's completely insane. I mean, it's like you hit the instant summer, scorching UV, drying the forest out with these desiccant particles. I'm sure they're prepping it for the burns that are going to come.
Oh, they're
going to
have a bonanza this summer. There's so much extra growth now from the wet winter. They got fuel
everywhere.
And
the trees are still dying. They have low-level growth, but the big growth, the trees, are dying even faster than before all this chemically nucleated snow, because this chemically nucleated moisture is affecting root system, soil microbiome. The trees are dying even faster than before this so-called snowpocalypse winter. But as dire as all this is, before we run out of time, I know I just want to state to people that I've been in this battle for 20 years. You've been in even longer. And I salute you for never giving up. And what can make all the difference, and what has made all the difference for me, is to fully embrace this reality, no matter how dire it is. That's the only place you'll find solace. You can't find solace. Again, we're the freeway analogy. If you're in the middle of the freeway at rush hour, does it really help to turn your back to traffic? No, it doesn't help. You need to face reality, face traffic, do what you can, and in embracing this, that's where unshakable solace exists, and trying to make a difference, and knowing that whatever comes, that you can take your last breath knowing you didn't tuck tail and run, that you tried to do what you could, given your individual circumstances, and that's where solace lies.
No, nicely said. Very elegant statement and true. What can the average listener do? Let's assume that some of them want to do something, and I know these people do, but the average person out there in our society now who's not plugged into this program or your work, if they know anything, what can they do?
To share much more than ranting at someone, sharing credible data is much more effective, and we hope people will help us share The Dimming, our documentary that we made available for free the moment it was done. That is conclusive proof of climate engineering operations. No one can scientifically argue the proof we presented. So they can share that free link from their own home computer. And the climate engineering issue, again, a picture's worth a thousand words. We've made our printed high quality color materials available. We pass that on for less than our cost. And I know you've seen some of those materials, and that can be very effective. The picture's worth a thousand words.
Right now.
Good.
Give them
Thank
away.
You. Oh, yeah. And when you need more, I'll send more. But to have credible data, instead of going out in the street, pointing at the sky and ranting, it's much more effective to pass on credible data. Sometimes saying less is more. Don't overwhelm people. And don't underestimate how big a difference you can make, because you don't know who you wake up and who they might wake up and where that might go, and that might be the final grain of sand that tilts the scale in the right direction. So people should not underestimate the ability they have to affect this equation if they simply try. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with what? The first step. Try. And do it effectively and efficiently. And we have the activist suggestions link on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org to give specific details on how you can be effective in this game. We're playing a grand game of chess. We need to play well.
Very good. Well said. All right, this story is not over yet, although the conclusion may be foregone. I don't have the answers, but the data stream does not augur well for any of us unless we really get serious and understand that our future is on the line right now, and no one has been more brave and forthright than Dane in standing up and telling us. You people have to wake up now. You don't have another year or two to play around. Those days are over. geoengineeringwatch.org.
Thanks so much, Jeff. To you and your listeners, I greatly appreciate you and all you've done over all those so many years. Thank you so much.
Thanks, my friend. All right. Okay. You be well. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Dane Wigington. All right. There's the truth. Now, that's not hype. That's not hyperbole. That's not some kind of PR program. That's reality. All right, gang. Back in a minute. Hold on.